Welcome back to our Coach's Corner program here on this Sunday morning, brought to you by Accent Chiropractic. Mike Lessinger along with Coach Travis Hawk as we wrap up our program here this morning. But let's dig a little bit now into District 8 play, Coach. And this is the time of year when everybody, again, is playing everybody these next 3 weeks. We look at the standings right now. These don't include, obviously, any district games. Scottsbluff sitting at 4-2. Alliance and Sydney both at 3-3. Gehrings at 2-4. Sydney lost a tough one to Lexington the other night. Gehring lost a tough one to Hastings, two teams that we have defeated. You know, you probably can't take a whole lot of solace in that because it's hard to compare scores and things like that. But at least you know that, hey, we're going to be right in the mix of things just by looking at those scores, if nothing else.
Well, one thing that we know, that the games are going to be all very similar. Mm-hmm. You know, I think probably Scottsbluff does have the edge. The games are going to be low scoring. Mm-hmm. You know, you look at Gehring, they're setting 2-4, but I don't think anybody scored more than 30 points on them. Their games have all been very similar. The Hastings game did surprise me. Holdridge and Lexington winning was really big for boosted our playoff mm-hmm. potential, because Lexington and Holdridge both very likely will end up a middle division team, which will boost our point total in. And then we've got to watch Shadron. We need to kind of become semi-Cardinal fans mm-hmm. here down the stretch. And if they could win out, would be very big to help our playoff opportunity. But it's one of those things now is we really only focus each week on winning the game that week. And this week we have a very difficult Sydney opponent that's very motivated. You know, they took umbrage to us last year. We went and ran a couple quarterback sneaks quick on them last year, and they felt that the game that we were up 14 and we you know, that we shouldn't have done that. And I know their coaches have mentioned that they've been wanting to play Alliance mm-hmm. since last year at this time. So, you know, and that's fine. Generally, that's not a good way to go about mapping out your season, is picking out one opponent. But because we treat each opponent, they're very as its own separate week. 1-0 mm-hmm. is all that matters this mm-hmm. week. And they're a very good team. They got, you know, definitely the best talent in the district. There's no doubt about it. You got Logan Lewis, and you got three linemen that I've heard that Shadron is looking at mm-hmm. seriously. And, you know, a lot of the same kids that we saw last year. And, mm-hmm. and
they have an experienced quarterback and another experienced running back.
Right. Yeah. So they're mm-hmm. a very good team. Their middle linebackers are the same kids that have been there for a couple of years. And they've been, I felt, as good of middle linebackers as we've seen all year last year. And they're the same couple of kids. Logan Lewis plays an outside linebacker. And so it's going to be a very difficult challenge. They play a 4-4 defense. I think they're very physical. Their linemen get off the ball well, and I'm glad that we got them here. It's homecoming week, which sometimes, you know, you worry about that type of thing. But kids are so much different now. You know, things that were a big deal 25 years ago just isn't as big now. It's just not. You know, there's so many other distractions in their everyday life that it's just homecoming's not quite what it used to be. And but it is nice to be at Bulldog Stadium. Mm-hmm. Hopefully have a big crowd. Finally a 7 o'clock kickoff.
Yes, yes, yes.
You know, we'll mm-hmm. finally have a 7 o'clock kickoff, which is when games are supposed to be played. Mm-hmm. It's be a little dark out, and I hope we have a nice big crowd there, and it'd sure be a nice game to play well, and I think we will.
And as we look at Sydney a little bit again, they run. They'll run a lot of sweeps and a lot of counters and a lot of dives and stuff like that, but you can't get real caught up in that because, like we said, an experienced quarterback, they could pop a pass on us too.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, again, I can't reiterate enough that they have probably you know, one of the top 10 mm-hmm. athletes in the state. Mm-hmm. And Logan Lewis, he's a kid that...
Mm-hmm. Well, we know Mitch, and he battled in the sprints
right.
for the last couple of years, haven't they?
And he also won the shot put.
Yeah.
Or at least, I know he threw over 50 feet in the shot put.
Okay.
So you're talking about, you know, the whole package. He's mm-hmm. got power. He's got speed. He's their featured back. You know, they're just a very good football team. Now, having said that, we believe that we got a very good football team. And... you know, we know that we can compete, and we know that we have the ability, as long as we're perfect at the things that we mm-hmm. can control. And I think, you know, if you look back at last night, we were perfect at a lot of things. We didn't tackle very well. Mm-hmm. We had the one big turnover that, you know, it's 7-0. If we're able to even punt that ball out of there, maybe you go into halftime down 7-0.
Right.
And so those are mistakes that we have to eliminate. And then, like I said, we have to give the opponent a long field. That's going to be a major focus this week, is tackling and our special teams and giving the opponent a long field. And you know, if we can do those things, I think we're going to be able to win these last three.
Well, and that's the big key. So we're looking at this is where we'll really start to now start thinking about points and positioning and things like that. But as you say, we're just look to be 1-0 this week. We're hoping for some good weather. I think we're going to see that. It's supposed to be 50s and 60s all week, so right. That's okay. Hopefully the field is kind of coming back around a little bit. You know, it's after being torn up like that, it's probably going to take a while. But,
yeah, it's not going to be very nice. Okay. I mean, it's just not. You can't grow grass, you know, unless we would have really aggressively went after it and scraped it up and put some sod down and you know, then I think this, you know, maybe would have, you see the NFL fields have done that sometimes, but we don't have the means for that type of thing. And it is going to be what it is. It's going to be, there's going to be a lot of dirt spots on that one side. And hopefully, you know, I think we did get some grass seed down on at the end of the week. And what a perfect thing to have some grass seed down before snow.
Before the moisture, yeah.
Right. And we'll trample that in a little more. And it's going to take a lot of TLC. Mm-hmm. In the off season to get our field back to like it was last year when Hank had done such a beautiful job. You know, we got a lot of water on, a lot of fertilizer, and we just had one of the best fields in the state last year.
Well, we'll look forward to the matchup again, 7:00 homecoming. There'll be a lot of activities going on all week long. So hopefully you carry that energy into Friday night, 7:00 Bulldog Stadium. We hope to see a lot of folks there, Bulldogs and the Sydney Red Raiders. Coach, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, Mike.
And Coach Travis Hawk with us here this morning on our Coach's Corner program. Coach's Corner brought to you by Accent Chiropractic and Alliance. Back again next week with another edition of Coach's Corner. Thanks for joining us here on KCOW Alliance.